Feasting Safely, a guide to happy holiday meals. The holiday season is a special time for us all, a chance to gather with loved ones, share laughter, and of course, enjoy delicious food. From the comforting aroma of roasted turkey to the delightful sweetness of festive desserts, food plays a central role in our celebrations. Practicing good food safety habits benefits everyone. When one person falls ill from a foodborne illness, it can impact their family, colleagues, and even the broader community. The good news is that preventing these illnesses is surprisingly simple and comes down to a few basic, yet powerful practices. Let's make sure our holiday feasts are remembered for all the right reasons. Think of holiday food safety in four easy steps: clean, separate, cook, and chill. Cleanliness is your first line of defense. Before you even begin preparing your holiday meal, wash your hands thoroughly with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. Do this often, before touching food, after handling raw meat, after using the restroom, and before eating. Remember to wash all surfaces that come into contact with food, your countertops, cutting boards, and utensils, with hot, soapy water. A clean kitchen is a safe kitchen. Keep things separate to avoid cross-contamination. This is a big one, especially when you're preparing a variety of dishes. Raw meats, poultry, and seafood can carry harmful organisms. Always keep them separate from ready-to-eat foods like salads, fruits, and cooked dishes. Use separate cutting boards, one for raw meats and another for vegetables and other ready-to-eat items. Never place cooked food back on a plate or surface that previously held raw ingredients unless it's been thoroughly washed. This simple step can prevent the spread of bacteria. Cook to the right temperature. Use a thermometer. This is perhaps the most critical step. Many people rely on how food looks or feels to determine if it's cooked, but a food thermometer is your best friend here. It's the only way to be sure that harmful organisms have been killed. For a holiday turkey, make sure it reaches 165 degrees in the thickest part of the breast and the center of the stuffing. Ground meats should reach an internal temperature of 155 degrees. Leftovers should always be reheated to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Chill promptly, don't leave food out. Harmful organisms love warm temperatures. The danger zone for growth is between 40 degrees and 104 degrees. Perishable foods should not be left out at room temperature for more than 2 hours. After your wonderful holiday meal, make sure to refrigerate leftovers promptly. Divide large portions, like a whole turkey, into smaller, shallow containers so they can cool down quickly in the refrigerator. Leftovers are generally safe for 3 to 4 days in the fridge. Let's also remember a few other common holiday pitfalls. Never thaw frozen food on the counter. Use the refrigerator, cold water, changing the water every 30 minutes, or the microwave. Be mindful of raw cookie dough or batter, as raw eggs and flour can contain bacteria. And if you're hosting a buffet, consider using warming trays for hot dishes and ice baths for cold items to keep them out of the danger zone. By following these straightforward tips, we can all contribute to a safer, healthier holiday season for our families, friends, and the entire community. Happy and healthy holidays to all. The Racine County Eye is your source for local news that serves our diverse communities. Subscribe today to stay up to date with local news. Follow us on Facebook to make sure you get the latest news. Racine County Eye, journalism that serves.